Yeah.
My voice is back, baby.
Mm. Hell yeah.
I'm back. You said I sounded like shit last week, and I took that seriously, so I did a lot of meditation, a lot of herbal teas, and a lot of honey down my throat, and I'm back. And I think my voice sounds better than ever.
You're too far from the microphone, though. No one can hear you.
I'm no louder.
Yeah, you're
all the way into the second.
Yeah, my favorite part is that he's too far away from the microphone. So much.
I'm back!
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Ouch. We have earplugs?
He's back.
All right. John is back. All right.
Good to
he's
have
back.
You.
He's back. A Chatfield Story. You ever see that movie?
There's dinosaurs?
What's the dinosaur movie the kid died? That's Land Before Time.
Yeah.
God, that bums that. Don't bring that
what?
Up. That sucks.
It was in the movie. It wasn't real.
Yeah, it's animated. It's
that
not a documentary.
That one fucking sucks, dude.
Land Before Time 2 was better. I agree.
I like Land Before Time 18.
Do they all have Ducky? They all have Ducky in them?
No, Kevin, I was joking. I forgot about All Dogs Go to Heaven. As we all know, that's not true.
How did they make that movie? Who? The 90s were a weird time where the movie All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Yeah.
That was a weird time.
We had a movie inherently at its core about dogs dying. That's pretty nuts.
Yeah.
You ever think about that?
Well, it helped a lot of kids probably get over their dog's death.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe so. And maybe it's okay to confront those things sometimes. You know,
well,
when I was a kid, I can explain this, but Garrett, if you want to hold the... Film what they're doing, but I'll keep talking. You know, when I was a kid, Sesame Street had a character, Mr. Hooper, and when the actor died in real life, they actually handled it on the show.
I thought that was the right move.
Yeah, and they handled it very maturely, and I know a lot of kids who... Myself included, who were able to deal with death in a more, you know, they were able to handle that better. I know somebody in my life that passed away not long after that aired, and I was able to, it didn't, you know, I was able to be strong and maintain through that. So I think that, you know, sometimes that can be a good thing. You know, I don't think it's, you don't have to mm-hmm. shy away. Kids are strong and kids want to know these things. I think it's okay to talk about things with them. So anyway, that's just my opinion. And, you know, what do you think about the children's and children's media? Let us know, podcast@mega64.com, and give us your 2 cents.
You want
a slice?
Yeah, you want a slice?
No, I had a salad just before I got here. I had a garden wedge.
You set that one over there.
Oh,
check it out. The new character I'm working on.
Fuck this. Theme song.
Pizza mustache.
First of all, I want to address some of the hate.
Get to it, please.
People are telling me a John Candy salad doesn't count as a salad.
How do they know?
Okay, well, why is it in the name?
You said a wedge.
Yeah.
And a John Candy salad, exactly.
John
it's
Candy
in the name.
Salad.
We've discussed the John
okay.
Candy salad.
Okay, so what if I did John Candy the wedge? So what?
That's
yeah,
like
I dumped everything they had on it.
Bacon
so
bits,
what?
Croutons,
yeah, I had a Snickers afterwards.
Eggs.
So?
Beets.
It's vegan.
Pickles.
Jesus. You know,
olives.
There were vegetables in there. And if you wouldn't
yeah.
have had that, you wouldn't have had the vegetables.
Exactly.
In a body that your body so desperately needs.
Whether
walnuts.
It's a vehicle for blue cheese or not, I ate it.
Sunflower seeds.
And I want to address something else. A lot yeah. of these haters talking about Little Caesars sucks.
Oh.
What?
What are you talking about?
I think you're
about?
Missing a critical component. They're $5.
$5.
And it's, this is like cold and probably hours old.
Hours.
But still very,
noon,
just as
here's
spicy of a pepperoni.
I
as
could
you
give
want.
You Cheese. The best $25 pizza you've ever eaten.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're doing. We got $5 pizzas, baby.
Oh, yeah,
we got
baby.
A ton of them. And because they're $5, you can buy 100 of them.
That's mm-hmm. right. Now,
literally.
It's more of a pain in the ass. But for me, I always have to get at least two pizzas. Because no one can have just one little piece of pizza.
It's like Ruffles. No one can have just one.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Now, in my head, I think if I'm spending $10, I should just go to Costco and get one Costco pizza, which is better, in my opinion.
Oh, that's better. Yeah, I'd say it's
price
better.
Point. Good, but, yeah. No, it's cheap.
But then you got to wait in that Costco line.
You're thinking, dude. Yeah. See, and it's not ready just as you drive up, leave your they car don't have them hot running. Ready.
Yeah.
Leave your keys in the ignition, and you walk right in. Here's $10
right.
cash.
Right.
Give you a, you know what? Here's a $1 tip because it's so nice here.
You do that?
Yeah.
Me too.
As I got older, I started giving $1 tips to like pretty much anywhere I see a tip jar.
Whoa, damn.
You're like a roller.
I saw a friend of mine do that and my mind was blown. I was like, you really fucking do that? She's like, yeah, it sucks working at Starbucks. And I went, yeah, it fucking does.
There was someone I knew way back in the day. I had a friend who worked at Dairy Queen, and they always invited me to go. Like, come to Dairy Queen, get you a discount. Okay. And I would get change. I went two times, and I would get change. Like, oh, okay, your Blizzard came to $4, and I give them a 20.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd give me my... They would put the change right in the jar.
Ooh,
wait,
and I was
what?
Like, excuse me, you just did that. And it's like, yeah, but you know everyone that works here.
Oh
yeah, but I don't just hand my friends money.
That's
well, here's like, the thing. That's your decision.
Yeah. And I did that once, and then I was like, okay, well, hopefully that won't happen again. And they did it again, and I went, well, I'm not gonna like visit you here if you're gonna do that. Well, everyone, you know a bunch of people here. I mean, it's like a few bucks to every person. Yeah, that's not why I came here though.
That's like what that movie The Big Short's about. All that fucking insider trade. That's why the economy collapsed. All
later, she bit me. Physically bit me.
This girl?
That's another story.
What you know what? Fuck?
I had a weird experience at that dairy.
This sounds like a weird person. I recently went to a Thai restaurant I go to all of the time. They know me by name. They know who I am.
Oh, yeah.
There was a guy in front of me who I pick up for Brian. Okay. Which one is it? It's for Brian.
Ooh.
Okay. Wait. So I have the pad see you and the curry. I don't know.
Whoa, what a dick.
My wife ordered it. And so the girl's like, okay. Hey, but that sounds wrong. Hold on one second. They said we got pad see you and curry. Oh, I thought so. Yeah, she wants to talk to you. And gives the girl the phone. The girl gets the phone and puts it down and goes around and goes, can I help you, Sean? And I walk over and I give her the curry. I give her, like, I have like $5. I'm like, here's $5. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Fuck this guy.
Big tip.
Do you ever see somebody who, even an employee, you know, that's a customer issue, but
yeah,
an employee who takes longer with something that they could have just easily solved in 2 seconds? Because I always think to when I was at, we were at PAX East, the little like mixer that they do for the exhibitors.
Right.
Yeah, you know, you got all these Boston guys, you know, they're running all the guys, you know, they're the ones giving out the drinks and they're the ones at the bar and bartenders. And the guy in front of me just asked for, I don't drink, so the guy in front of me asked for a bottle of water. And then when I got up to the bar, I said, same. What does that mean? I don't know what you're saying. You say same. Same as that guy. I don't know what you're saying. Same as that guy. What? You got the same haircut as that guy? Never mind. And I walked away. And he kept going. And then as I'm walking away, I don't think he expected me to just bail. So he went, no. I got a bottle of water. You know, when you say same, people don't sometimes know what you're talking about. And it's like all he had to do was hand me a bottle of water. He knew what I was talking about. And instead, there was a 10-minute scuffle. All you had to do was hand me a bottle of water.
Dude, the Boston...
He got off that power trip, dude.
That Boston dude. Just like the guy at your Thai place.
I think it's the...
You come at life with the wrong dude, you're going to crash and burn.
When you... But the Boston accent, I don't want to offend any Bostonians.
Uh-oh. Ooh, this is why I don't go to PAX East.
It can at times be a very harsh accent. Same
it's
with
scary.
New York.
Oh, it's intimidating, no
and
doubt.
And being is that why a you try SoCal to... boy yeah. over here... And someone says, yo, what do you want? It's like, oh, shit. Oh, god damn. I wanted a piece of pizza, but now I want to go home
and
leave this transaction.
That's why you tried to get in a scuffle with that Boston police officer.
Yeah, again,
you're intimidated.
I was lying with the officer.
You were flexing on that officer. Yeah, what did you say?
You were trying to stunt.
Mm-mm. You were like, what do you say, punk?
I wouldn't
Sean
say
said to a Boston police officer, what did you say, bitch? And then when he turned around, what? Sean said... Can't believe American taxpayers pay for this garbage.
Yeah. I pay your taxes, fool.
That's exactly what I said.
You East Coast fool.
Again, I East was Coast very fool. Courteous.
You're,
protect-
you're was- nice to Thai food workers, but you're not nice to police officers.
I'm nice to police officers.
Sean. The guy said something. I didn't hear him.
It's a thin blue line, Sean.
I would hate to disobey
Sean, blue lives matter.
Something that an officer of the law said. So I said,
what was that?
Look at that. What was that?
What?
Well, then if that's true, then how come the conversation ended with you saying, I'm coming to your house, pussy?
Yeah,
like, why did you say that?
I never said that. I'm going to give you an old-fashioned beating. One where you get hurt a lot more than you hurt me.
Him. Yeah. Anyways. And he goes, what was that? You tell me. Why did you
say
that?
The guy's radio chirped.
Said something
came over his radio and you fucking checked him.
That's really what happened. That's absolutely
You're like,
what
what's up, bitch? Step to me with your fucking Glock, pussy!
Sean was ready to snap, dude. He was working 8 hours at PAX East.
He's like, I'll listen to AWA!
It's coming up to the booth asking for Minecraft merchandise for 8 hours straight. Yeah. Sean finally gets off. He just wants to put someone else in their place.
Excuse me, numbnuts. I know you've been cleaning up dead bodies for the past 6 hours, but I was dealing with Minecraft fans. So, what do you say to me?
Yeah, fuck that.
Speaking of Minecraft and other stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
We should address what's going on here. Obviously, people are noticing. Derek is not here this week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's Frank. Hi.
Let's just, in all honesty, get it out of the way. Fucking Rooster Teeth.
Yeah.
I mean, day after day, week after week.
I guess every week it's going to be another one bites the dust.
Chain Garrett down now.
I already told you guys. I had to announce it on the PPS last week. I quit Mega 64 and started working for Rooster Teeth 5 years ago.
When that Ruby
show came out, I started doing that, and I've been working for Rooster Teeth for the last 5 years.
I have a feeling
it's fucked.
That I'll be last.
Yeah.
I kind of have that suspicion that, like, I'll be the last one.
You'll have to close
Not
because
I'm holding out or anything like that. Just because I'm, you know, just... They'll be like, oh, fuck, did we forget anyone? And I'll just be here by myself. Just...
No.
And on my phone call, it's like, Sean, you know, we forgot you. I guess you can come over.
I'm going to be on the private jet to Rooster Teeth headquarters. I'm going to go, is there someone not here? And then it's going to be like this. Close up on me. It's going to be like this. No, that's not it.
Sean!
So kind of a, you know, kind of a
kind of a wet band.
I made that exact joke yesterday, and it killed. Oh. And then, like an idiot, I went a little farther, and I said, "Makes me feel any better? I forgot my reading glasses." And then it just bombed. It tanked.
Yeah, I remember that line.
That's what everyone said. But that's my favorite line of the whole thing.
That happened to my. I had a late Mother's Day. My family always does big stuff for Mother's Day, Father's Day. They didn't realize. They went on a trip, and they're like, oh, it's Mother's Day weekend. We didn't know that. So we had a late Mother's Day today. Just I went out to dinner with family. My dad hates, like, goes beyond hate, is, like, terrified of seafood.
Oh, what?
Like, ooh, like, it is disgusting to him.
But you love all seafood.
He smells it. Oh, now, so my mom does. I inherited that from my mom. All food is good to me. I see food, I eat it. Meh. Anyway, classic joke. Kevin wanted me to say that.
It's classic Kevin.
Kevin!
Yeah, that was his gag. I just took it. But anyway, my dad is like, won't eat something if it's on the same plate as seafood or...
Like, even the juices leak over.
Yes. He's like, if you touch... Like, I'm eating shrimp, and he's like, wash your hands before you, like...
If the crab pinchy finger...
Whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah, my dad is like, no, I hate seafood. So, there was a thing today. We went to this restaurant. We went to a nice steakhouse, got something to eat, and it's like, oh, every steak gets a lobster tail today. Oh, and they look at him. Oh, you can get it. You get a lobster tail. No, hey... Give me the lobster tail on a separate plate. I'll give it to someone else here. Separate plate. Well, of course, they didn't do it. So they come in all right after an hour waiting. There you go. Ribeye for you. And that thing is just tipping over. And my dad's like, no. And the guy's like, oh, my God, I'm sorry. My dad was just looking at everyone like, I'm not going to wait because... So he just barged it. He was like, it's okay. It's okay. There, it's on someone else's plate. Okay. And it was like, see, Dad, it wasn't that big of a deal. I've never in my whole life seen him do that, where he handled the seafood and put it on someone else's plate. So it was like, hey, there you go. See? And my dad's laughing about it. It's like we learned to laugh about it.
Yeah.
So my dad goes, okay. And the waiter's like, oh, my God, is everything okay? He's scared shitless. Like, was he allergic? Whatever.
Right.
So my dad makes – the reason why I'm thinking of this is my dad made a joke. He goes, it's fine. It's totally fine. If I start suffocating in a minute, I'll just call you over. And the guy started cracking up. Okay, all right. You know, like, okay, broke the ice.
Yeah.
And then he walks away to another table, and my dad keeps thinking like he's there.
Oh, no.
And goes, yeah, you know, if my death certificate might have your name written on the top of it. And the guy is like going to someone else like, what? What is it? What? Oh, I was just kidding. What did you say? Death certificate? No.
That's like what Sean says to that.
It was like, oh, Dad, you had him with the one joke.
The thing is like,
you had him with the one joke, but you pushed
it. In my head, I thought, I got him, and then I got greedy.
Yeah.
I wanted this extra laugh,
yeah.
And I just killed the whole room.
Speaking of getting greedy, I've been fucking sitting on this. We got to address this. This is why I came here.
Oh, fuck.
Something really fucked up happened in our nation this week, and I'm still trying to recover from it. Best Buy is ending their Gamers Club Unlocked program.
I heard. This is ridiculous.
So it's fucked, man.
It's really fucked up. For people not in the know, Gamers Club Unlocked was the only reason I played video games, honestly.
Well, you get the points.
Oh yeah, you save 20% off on any video game purchase. What? Years down the line. Amazon, stingy Amazon. Bezos, that butthole. You pre-order for 2 weeks and you get like 20% off. Best Buy, the gates were always open. Come in with your club, 20% off.
Wait, at all times?
Yes, Sean.
At all times. 20% off. If you have this club, it was $30 for 2 years.
2 years.
And you would get a discount on any game you bought there.
Okay.
Period. So that's how people could get discounts on Nintendo games anytime they wanted. Well, Best Buy came out. They didn't even do anything. They just, one night, they like hit a switch and all the Gamers Club Unlocked stuff started disappearing from their websites. No discounts on the store page. People were figuring out what's going on. And then Jared, Big Dog Jared, a cheap ass gamer.
Oh, shout out.
He posted, hey, looks like you can't renew your Gamers Club Unlocked online anymore. Hey, might as well walk into Best Buy, renew while you can. Hours later, reports are coming on the internet. I went to Best Buy and they couldn't ring me up. I couldn't buy Gamers Club Unlocked.
Renew.
The terror fell over the nation, and throughout the course of the day, Rocco, Kevin, and I went into Best Buy.
Yeah, we did.
We went to ask a clerk, I wanted to renew Gamers Club Unlocked. The guy grabs a stack of Gamers Club Unlocked cards. All right, no problem.
Yeah, they didn't know a thing.
This one doesn't work. He reached to grab another Gamers Club Unlocked card.
Oh, no.
Sorry, something with the system. He grabbed like four different cards.
Yeah.
Kevin and all of us are just standing there like,
giggling.
Oh, that's so weird. And then the poor clerk, no one's told anyone at Best Buy. The clerk, let me ask my manager. Manager comes in, oh, it's not working. And then after like 5 minutes, we just found out they're ending the program. Oh, darn. We pretended that we didn't know.
I got to hand it to him because I only joined it fairly recently, so yeah. I'm good for a couple years.
I'm good until November 2019.
That's around when I'm good.
Like
that's
a year.
Good job.
After that, I'm retired from video games.
I have bad news for you.
What?
Best Buy is not good until that long. They're fucking done.
Oh, no.
They might be gone before.
They're done.
The first sign.
They've actually posted a couple good years. Like they've done all right.
Now 1% of their user base isn't going to buy video games from them anymore, I don't think they're going to survive.
1%.
So I actually give credit to Kevin because when they told us that, like, oh, you can't even renew, I was like, okay, well, didn't matter that much to me. I didn't use it that often, to be honest. I still get shit mostly. I pre-order on Amazon and get it when it comes out most of the time. But it was a great service. But I was just like, all right, I give Kevin credit. Kevin was, have you ever seen Glengarry Glen Ross?
Oh, shit.
And he shows those brass balls. He's like, this is what it takes to get what you want.
Oh.
The brass ball. Whoa. Kevin had them. Because Kevin kept going, wow, really? Really? Man, that's really, yeah, we just ended it. Wow, you really did, huh? I mean, I could have come yesterday and got it. I can't now. Kevin hung in there.
I was hoping they would give us all like a free Switch game.
Yeah, and then when I saw Kevin doing that, I was like, oh, I see his game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It would have been so easy if I just did it yesterday. Can't do it now for me, huh?
But Kevin hung in there on that. He was just like, yeah.
Did they budge?
Could have done it hours ago, but not now. No, not at all. the system was shut down.
I was checking a video game forum all day because anytime a big news crisis happens, I'm on reset era getting all the latest updates.
Yeah.
There were people, it was like a 20-page topic immediately. This was just as bad as when PlayStation Plus increased their price.
Yeah.
People freaking out in the message boards, going over there's like lawyers in there going over the terms of service where Best Buy says they can do this at any time. I don't know. Buy all your video games now. There was one post from a username with an anime avatar named Y2Kev. His post said, I guess I'm not going to go into Best Buy anymore unless to use their toilets.
Oh,
whoa.
Wait. To save on their water bill.
Yeah. So
that's what they said.
Yeah. So Y2Kev is going to be going in there with no gamers come unlocked, but he's going to shit and piss.
What was funny is then after we finally gave up on trying to get anything, Frank literally said out loud, where's your bathroom? And that did make me laugh.
So,
Y2Kev's a thrifty guy. He's trying to save money on games and his water bill.
Amazing.
When Y2K strikes, you're going to need every dime.
Yeah.
So I think it's a good thing.
Yeah. I have found lately that I don't mind making people uncomfortable. Like, I used to be like, and then if I feel like I'm getting fucked over, I will stand my ground and be like,
We never even told on here.
Oh, he didn't.
We never, so I'll do it for you because as an observer, I can tell it like it was.
Thank you.
Sean, I can prove what Sean is saying because this last PAX East, we had. You know, sometimes we get into shipping stuff onto the East Coast, and that can get a little rocky because over here we're in Southern California,
right?
And that's in Boston. It's a long distance, and East Coast has some weather, so things get messed up sometimes. So we didn't get all the long sleeve shirts that we wanted, like on the day we had, like the show opened, and we still didn't have them, and it was like, what are we gonna do? So we called our merch people, who produce the stuff for us, and they were like, no, we shipped it, but. We're having some trouble with this, getting it there at the time that we wanted. We're going to actually have them, we're going to reroute it. So we're going to have them deliver it today, right now, just to your hotel. We're just going to, you could get it from them.
Yeah,
you could pick it up from them.
Yeah, give them the hotel. The lobby.
Okay, that sounds good. Give them. And so, we're going to put you in touch. We had like courier service on it where a dude was calling me like, hey, all right, I'm carrying carrying your box of long sleeve shirts across the street and I'm going to bring it to you at the hotel. Okay. And then the final call. And then so we're on our way from the convention center and the dude goes, hey, I think I'm here before you. They said I can just set it in. There's like a copy place in the, business center or whatever in the hotel. They said I could set it here by the door. I'm going to do it.
Oh.
And I'm going to set it right here. And then just you can grab them and take them into the convention center. Sounds good. Because they're connected. The hotel and the convention center.
I see where this
okay,
going.
Sounds good. We go in and then the dude is like, okay, I just need you to sign off. The dude in this business center was like, yeah, someone left those packages for you here. Okay, great. I'll just need you to sign off that you got them. Okay, that's fine. Okay, and so the handling fee and wait, there's a handling fee? Yeah, for the hotel to receive it. I mean, he just set them here by the door. What is it? Well, it's judged by weight. Yeah, these are like incredibly heavy boxes full of shirts. Yeah. And the guy literally said, yes, it's going to be a lot. Oh. And we were like, what? And then I was just in stunned silence. And Sean just goes, okay, so it's a handling fee? Yeah. Okay, who handle it? You handle it? You handle it? Where did you handle it? Oh, they're just by the door. So the guy handled it. So our guy brought him here and he set him there. And who handled it? You did? The hotel? Who would the hotel handle it? No. Sir, I'm just trying to do my job. No, I understand. I'm just trying to figure out who I'm paying. If somebody handled it, then I want to pay them. I want to make sure.
I don't know.
You know, because I feel like I could just take them and no one will know and no one will care because they're just sitting by this door. So I feel like I can just walk out with them and nobody cares, right? Yeah. I guess you. Yeah.
That's Sean.
I guess.
Fuck yeah.
Yes. And the dude who's filling out this paper just goes, Yeah. Okay. And he just throws it away. I just saw, I was just behind Sean with my hair blown back. Just Sean just kept grilling him about, who handled it? You handled it? I'd like to know who handled
that's
it.
Like some Soprano
give me a list of who handled it on the way awesome. Here.
Well, yeah. In my mind, the guy wanted to charge us over $200.
And
they had an inch.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not going to pay you this money.
And it's just funny because in my mind, I was like, well, we're going to make a lot more if we sell these shirts. So 200 is not them. I didn't even think about what the fuck? Nobody did anything. The guy set him by the door.
Jesus.
So anyway, Sean was like,
I'm not taking
because if
shit.
You were there first, he would have just handed them to
the
you.
It was literally
they
there.
They were sitting by a door.
Less than 5 minutes, those boxes were sitting there.
They were sitting on the floor by the door. Nobody nobody else handled
it. Insano.
So anyway, so I can prove officially, Sean, don't take no shit. But in, you know, there are certain times I don't think of that, and I just go, okay, whatever, to speed things up. That is my guilty, you know, whatever. That I do that sometimes. But I'm not afraid to make someone uncomfortable, though, when I do think of it. Because I you know, and if Derek was here, he could back me up on this.
Right.
Is there's been like, I remember there was a GDC party that we needed wristbands in. Like the official GDC people had to give us a thing. Mm. And for some reason, every time we would go, someone's name wouldn't be included. So we went to this one office and they were like, yeah, here's your things for the official after party thing. Okay, Eric needs one. Yeah, he's not on the list, so that... Yeah, but he's with us. I submitted that. Yeah, but he's not on it. Yeah, but we need one. Yeah, I'm sorry. You'll have to talk to somebody else. Or maybe, like, the woman who runs GDC can help you. Okay. And I just kept... Derek was like, okay, thanks, and walked out, and I just kept standing. Yeah, I really need it for Eric. Yeah, I know. He's just not on the thing. It's just one more person, and he's with us, and he was definitely on it when I submitted it. And then there's just 8 minutes of, maybe someone else knows. Yeah, I really need it. And then and then they just hand us the banners. All right, see ya, thanks.
The conversation kind of just stopped, and I'm like really uncomfortable because I don't know what to do. The lady's trying to go back to work, and Rocco's just looking at her just,
yeah, I still
just silently waiting for his wristband. It's and just so the finally, one. She just like looks up just like, okay.
But a lot of times what they'll do is they'll ask for like a number where it's like, okay, if you were doing any wrongdoing, then we have your info. You know, but it's like, I'm not. I already, you know, submitted this. Sorry.
Photocopy my license. Trust me.
But yeah, anyway, that does happen to me sometimes where I get into a scuffle. And if I'm willing to impart some kind of information, they'll be like, okay, fine. That happened. Yeah. That does happen a lot. Yeah. Sometimes we've gotten into, I don't know how specific we should get, but we've been in a couple things where someone was like, you can't do that. And it's like, here, I'm writing on a piece of paper that I'm going to do it, and it's nobody's fault but mine, and I'm going to do it. Here it is, it's written, it's in writing.
And my signature, and we're good.
And they can't argue with that, because it's like, well, here's a paper saying he'll do what he's going to do, and it's not my fault, so that's it. Yeah. So that'll probably come back to bite us later.
One day.
But not today. And that's what matters. Because who knows what tomorrow even will be.
So
there's only no other way, no day but today.
Here and now, live in the moment.
Rest in peace, Best Buy, Game Club Unlimited.
I had a very good joke. I'm going to repeat this joke because, you know, good comedians, you know, they
do that.
You workshop. Yeah.
So I found out about the bad news about Gamers Club Unlocked ending, and I said, well, now it's Gamers Club Locked.
Yeah.
Frank made that joke
in our car.
John?
No reaction. Did it again.
Rocco?
He laughed for 20 seconds at his own thing.
He's workshopping
20 seconds
it.
Now, that's like an hour.
So I think you mean
I'm still laughing about it a week later. See, people in the chats are saying stocks up. They're throwing Twitch bits. They approved the joke.
There's so many Twitch bits being thrown right
See,
now, Frank.
That's how it is.
That joke made us at least
10,000 Twitch
one
bits.
1 cent,
I'm
Frank.
Set.
That's true. That's we are getting bits incoming.
That's true. Pretty
good. Yeah, thank you, guys.
Hey, let's talk about good comedy.
Okay.
Actual good comedy.
Please.
Sorry.
I'm ready. I'm right here. All right.
So everyone but you on the set.
Damn
it. Yeah, Sean, you gotta
I'm really just
out.
Realizing it here, and Kevin included.
Do you know the real thing? I wasn't even invited. And would I have gone? No. But it's always nice to get that invite.
Yeah.
So next time, guys.
Feel good.
This time, just know it's a definite no.
Yeah.
But I appreciated the invite.
Oh, yeah. All right, we'll invite Sean to the Olympics. I know it's a definite no.
No, that's a Frank, right, that's a yes.
I got seats for the luge.
Hey, do you want Kevin, you want to trade with me real quick? And since you were there,
let's switch it up.
Oh, guys, musical chairs.
Sorry,
this is amazing.
Uh-oh, cam swap.
This is fucking cool. All right.
I wasn't invited either, but whatever.
Kevin, can I get a high five on the Gamers Club joke?
Get away.
Yeah! Gamers Club locked!
Fuck it.
There was a Neil Hamburger show.
Neil
if anyone
Hamburger.
Out there, if anyone out there has not seen Neil Hamburger or know anything about him. This is it's a character played by Greg Turkington. I didn't realize it for years that they were the same person, Greg Turkington and like On Cinema or
Decker,
whatever. And
stuff.
Neil Hamburger. I didn't know that for the longest time. I was embarrassed. But anyway, Neil Hamburger is this character where he's like an abrasive, like asshole comedian.
Yeah.
What else would you describe?
It's like a combination of Andy Kaufman's Tony Clifton and Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah,
a very
that's a
shitty
good way.
70s lounge comedian, but it's very offensive. And the bit is so long and dry and excruciating. The joke's legitimately funny, but the comedy comes from the fact that half the audience has no fucking clue and is so offended.
I
mean, it's this experience.
He'll tell a joke that's like, this last Christmas, Gene Simmons, legendary Gene Simmons, gave $700 to two homeless men outside. That's not impressive. The people were Peter Criss and Ace Frehley, his bandmates. Those were his royalty payments.
He's so...
Everyone's cracking up that what a fucking thud of a joke
he's
that
He's so dated because it's all rock and roll trivia. It's all rock and roll trivia from the 70s and 80s.
What's the one thing you won't see at John Stamos' live show? A full house.
We don't give away all his material.
It's all quick things like that and then long winded.
Yeah, where he'll just get like, angry and just
he'll talk. Yeah, he'll talk about Gene Simmons for 20 minutes.
Lots of useless information and it's great.
Yeah.
I lost my shit when I realized on that Gene Simmons rant. It was 4 minutes in to him just shitting on the person that is Gene Simmons. And then
it's no joke.
I realized it started getting into statistics and dates and numbers and math. And I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about now?
And what's great,
and it's all
the whole time I'm standing there, I'm watching a couple fight because the boyfriend did not explain this act.
Yes!
The girlfriend is just like, what is this? And the whole time he's leaning over going,
people in for some hate comedy tonight?
And it's just, oh man, it was awesome. So anyway, but this show, we should just say, this show was so unusual. It was a show they tweeted out one time. No other promotion anywhere on the internet.
Yep.
One tweet that it was basically, he's going to appear at this Russian restaurant.
This is so odd.
On this night. So if you email us, we'll put you on the list to have a Russian or Georgian dinner.
Like a several courses.
A multi-course meal, and he'll be there. Okay.
And a magic.
And a magician.
Yeah.
And this woman, Simone, was a magician.
Turkington.
And I think it's his wife.
Yep.
Okay.
She had the Australian accent, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she went first, and then he went. And it was just... And the food was great. It was all
food
good.
Was awesome.
Russian food. I had the best stroganoff. It was
I'm going
so good.
Back
it was
there. It's in San Diego.
It was
I
awesome.
Want to go back.
Also, what's funny is this dinner event was in San Diego, not LA, where he performs all the time. Like, how do they find the San Diego restaurant?
I don't know.
There was like 20 people in there, and the like waitress at the Russian restaurant was also staring at the act clueless. Like, she had no idea.
When the act
started, I could tell she was afraid that, like, were the audience members who were paying for the dinner, were they going to be upset and get mad at the restaurant? And then she realized, like, oh, they're loving this? Okay, fine.
I could see the kind of panic when the show started in the waitress's face. And way further back behind her, there were, like, other employees. Like, I think owners.
Yeah, like this older Russian woman and this older
Russian... Yeah, and they were, like... In a panic,
darting
to
back
like,
and forth.
Yeah, like check
you hear
on
jokes
shit.
About
yeah.
semen. Both
they're talking about
why Garrett Clapton added a spoon of semen to his coffee. He was out of cream.
He said that he was making all those throat noises into the mic, and then he said that they hope they didn't serve any sauces that would bring up any thoughts of throat cancer. And we had all just had soup and stuff.
We all had chunky stroganoff.
There had to be other placings, like other tables and seats in the back of that restaurant, because we could kind
of
see through a window.
Well, that restaurant
was still going back there,
so they could obviously hear the jokes,
totally.
And they were not there for the comedy show, and he's talking about semen and
feces.
He's swearing
and great
fucking insane.
That was a great show though.
So good.
I really enjoyed it.
The fact that it was such a throwback to an old dinner and show style comedian.
Yeah, it was fun. Awesome.
It's like comedy in a seafood restaurant.
And you were saying, isn't that kind of like the roots of stand-up comedy? Is like
that, vaudevillian kind of like or Catskills-y.
Weren't there like Russian groups that would like they'd give you dinner and have like a magician and they'd have whatever.
Yeah, right,
so it kind of like tapped into that a little
bit. It came from that, and that's the at the heart of what his character is, I believe.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
old school.
It fit. That's cool. It fit like a glove. The whole night was just super fun.
It was a very lo-fi Vegas show.
Yeah,
dinner,
yeah, really.
Magic comedian. Very good.
So yeah, follow Neil Hamburger on Twitter. Not only because he might advertise a rare
show
like that, but also he retweets everyone who gets sick from Taco Bell.
Yeah, he'll shit on like really, really bad fast food restaurants.
Yep.
Yeah, and just branded Twitter. If you do want to see Neil Hamburger, he performs a show once a month in L.A. at the Satellite, which is like a really small bar. Every single month he will do it. I've seen like him play with like Tim Heidecker, DJ Doug Pound.
Oh, yeah.
And because it's a bar, there are normal like L.A. people going in there, not knowing what the show is, getting drunk, trying to yell at Neil Hamburger, and then he just fucking assaults
them. That's the best thing is when he goes off on an audience member.
Amazing.
And there was just a bit of that.
Someone started murmuring.
On that night. Yeah. but not much because most people were there and well-behaved and knew what they were in for.
Yeah.
Except for that one couple.
So anyway, that was a great show.
That was.
A
blast.
I'm gonna. I think we're done talking about that. Are you guys
tag out?
Are you guys switching?
Switch it.
Tying back to like vaudeville and theater, I did want to quickly mention. I watched the Andre the Giant documentary on HBO.
Oh,
did anyone else watch this yet?
No, that's on my list.
Ryan and I watched this, and I just love HBO. Like typically, anything to produce is pretty solid.
God.
Oh yeah, that was a sick trick. Coming up the top rope. But the Andre the Giant documentary. It's on HBO. It's only like 80 minutes, but it's excellent. Like, I'm not even a huge wrestling fan, but the whole thing, it's almost like Ripley's Believe It or Not. You're just watching all this archival footage of Andre the Giant, this huge 7-foot dude, and just, like, throughout his whole career. But they get interviews with people who knew him at every stage in his career.
Oh, that's cool.
So, like, his early handlers before he was on WWF. You get Vince McMahon, you get Hulk Hogan, which, like, after all these controversies, it's nice to see Hulk Hogan just fucking back.
Yeah, brother.
Giving really great heartfelt stories about Andre. You get, like, Billy Crystal and Princess Bride director Rob Reiner, whatever. Like,
that's
cool.
And again, these archival Reiner's photos and everything.
Yeah.
But the really cool thing about it is they talk about how, like, before WWF, before wrestling was a national televised event, Andre the Giant was kind of the most famous wrestler in the world because he was
he
toured all over the country when everything was just local TV.
He had a posse.
And then, like, the whole documentary is about Andre the Giant, and then there's, like, a 20-minute history about how wrestling went from these territories to, like, national. And you get Vince McMahon talking about how he saw the opportunity to make a national television. You get early TV history, wrestling history. Like,
damn.
All of a sudden, it's
That's cool.
It kind of shifts gears, and then it ties back to how Hulk Hogan was now the biggest wrestler like in the world, and then it leads up to their big match at WrestleMania 3, and you're watching this like a Rocky movie, like, what's gonna happen? You know the history, but they make it so intense.
That's great.
Also, about halfway through the movie, it shows pictures with Andre the Giant drinking and like pictures of him with girls, and it just cuts to Ric Flair saying, well, Andre the Giant had a 22-size boot. What else do you need to know? It's like,
Jesus.
That's all they say about his sex life, and then move on.
Oh.
Fucking awesome documentary. Even if you're not a fan of wrestling, check it out.
Yeah.
I will.
I want to see that.
Yeah. This sounds really good.
Hey, let's take a minute to thank our sponsors.
Hell yeah.
Please. Please.
Is that Little Caesars?
I don't know if we can top last week's plug, but we're going to try.
Mm-hmm.
It will happen again. I want to say thank you to the most beloved, most special, most appreciated sponsor that we have in our repertoire.
Mm.
Ourselves.
Oh, thank you.
Love
you.
Look at
them.
This.
Awesome.
And the viewers who like us or hate us.
Oh,
either way,
you.
It's great to me.
Yeah.
Shop.mega64.com is the place to go if you want Mega 64 stuff. And I'm about to drop a bomb.
Oh,
more?
I'm about to drop some. Hey, wait, film.
Look at this. Brian, I can't give you credit. Brian figured this out.
Zoom up on that, Kev. Brian, look at that. Now, talk.
Now, I'm about to drop quite a bomb on all y'all. Get ready. Okay, I'm done. I'm removed.
Go back.
Okay. Get ready to feed the entity known as.
All right, that was good.
Okay,
that was
now
worth
I'm
it.
Ready
that
to move
it.
On. Thank you. Okay, shop.megasupport.com.
Credit to Brian.
I've been getting so many messages, emails, IMs, texts, pages about this shirt that I'm wearing.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah,
Tokyo 2000 shirt.
Look at that.
And you haven't seen many other people here wearing them because...
What's up?
That was one item that we took to PAX that completely sold out. This was months ago.
Fuck.
Every single one of them sold out. I think we have like a small... here that like fell through the there's one over there. There's
what
an
size
XL.
Is it?
The XL. I'm not an XL.
And that's all we had left. These were like samples on the table.
Look
that's
at
all we
that.
Had. So anyway,
got to get more.
It totally sold out. so finally tonight, we weren't planning to do. We didn't really know what was the plan with this. I opened up pre-orders,
ooh,
and they're open right now for the Tokyo 2000
yeah.
shirt.
Tokyo
Shop.mega64.com. And they're available right now. So you can get in there, pre-order whatever size you want. We're not going to do, you know, we only have these two left from PAX, so you guys have to get them and then they're gone.
Yeah,
so
we're not going to do that.
Nope.
Shit.
We're just going to come out. With this one, it was so picked over. It was just, let's go out the gate.
Yeah.
Shop.mega64.com.
Beautiful.
And
I love
and
the
we'll
long
end
sleeve.
It, yeah, we'll cool. end it. Yeah. We'll end the pre-order a week from now. So, you know, next Sunday or whatever.
Okay. Here's the thing you got to look at. When picking out long sleeves,
yeah,
you know, maybe you're a little insecure about the size of your arms. Maybe
I'm very secure about that.
Maybe you need to hit the gym a little harder. What you do is you just roll the sleeves up.
I do that,
and you bulk the sleeve up, and look at that, and it gives the impression of a nice muscle tone right there. And then you know, this California weather is not really long
yeah.
sleeve equivalent,
yeah,
but
true.
Just go with the roll up, and then it's suns out, guns out.
I have a fan of rolling up long sleeves because
yeah.
I feel like I look relaxed and
you
cool.
You do.
And you can decide.
You're ready to
long,
get down to work.
And you,
do you
it looks
want
like you have big muscles.
Tee length, mm-hmm. Or do you want like a t-shirt? You can decide.
So there you
God
go.
Goddamn.
Some people said the page said it would end March 27th, but it meant to be May. You knew it was
oh,
May.
Wow.
But it's fixed. Anyway.
You knew.
So yeah, now until May 27th, get in your pre-orders. And I love, this is one of my favorite shirts we've ever done. This is one of Derek's designs, so he's
damn.
Not here to talk about it, but this was one of my, this was my favorite. That
reminds me
of
like a BMX jersey.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Like a
but
futuristic
no
DJ would
no
wear
bikes.
That.
I ride
Jet
bikes.
Set Radio.
I ride all kinds of bikes.
Ooh, oh, you shit. Like bikes.
Handlebars?
Do you guys see the people doing wheelies on the road? I see
yeah.
that a lot.
Oh, motorcyclists?
Is that
on
a San Diego thing? Or
it's
is that
a,
all
hey,
over?
No, Sean.
Yeah?
It's a Marine Corps thing.
Is it? Oh,
those guys on the five?
Yeah.
They're all coming in back from Camp Pendleton.
I always see people doing wheelies on the freeway.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. Are they wearing BDU pants and a backpack?
No, I don't notice. I just noticed the popping wheelies, but I don't notice what they're
wearing. I guarantee you got a crew cut under that helmet. Mm. I see a lot of dudes coming up and down the five when I'm sitting on weekends, like driving to from LA. It's
right.
scary.
Yeah, I get nervous for them.
Fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to do freeways on the wheelies on the freeway.
Can't do that. Don't do that.
That's Rocco, you like idea. That kind of thing. You're
no,
like
Rocco's oh, a bad boy, dude. No.
Rocco is a bad boy.
Get your
That's why he's got that jersey on. It's tight.
Thank you.
He is a
big hell yeah.
But pre-ordered that. That's a fucking... I'm going to get one too because I don't have one yet. So I'm going to pre-order
yeah,
it myself.
I don't think anyone... I don't think even Derek got one.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It was his design.
Really?
Yeah. But he didn't get one.
Didn't get one.
Well, he'll have to pre-order it. Anyway, you know, something that we meant to talk about the past few... weeks, I guess, or whatever.
Yeah.
So we're watching Westworld.
Hell yeah.
We are watching Westworld.
Wow.
Do you watch that show?
No. This is going to be like another Lost situation.
No. Ironic you say that.
Ooh.
My friend Garrett.
Ooh.
This last episode of Westworld, I'm not going to spoil anything.
Okay.
So don't worry.
Yeah,
you haven't
no
seen
spoilers.
It yet.
People are telling me, like people told me about Breaking Bad, that you have to watch it. Why are you so against watching it?
You know, I don't think it's one of those
this
shows.
This is like a little bit more deeper of a show where it's like, it's super sci-fi, so if you're not into it, you don't have to fucking watch it. But
right.
if you are watching it, it's fucking cool.
But
you know,
this
yeah.
last episode, when it started, I was like, I am watching Lost.
Oh, it's a direct, that shot
so,
is a direct homage.
Right, that first
yeah.
shot?
The opening's fucking, yeah.
I was like, I have seen this before.
Yep.
This is Lost.
Yep.
I love this. I'm super
yeah,
into
totally.
It.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus Christ. And that whole episode I thought
yeah,
was great.
I was telling Brian, like, I wasn't going to spoil it because he's not watching it. But I said, like, that episode, it was like a 70-minute episode. It was, like, one of the longest
yeah.
ones. Like, there's like a self-contained sci-fi story in there,
right,
where, you know, there's, yes, these beats, and it's like, even just that was fucking so goddamn cool.
I almost
cool.
texted Ooh. Brian, yeah, about, saying, watch this show, yep, just for that. Someone
so
says that
cool.
Brian's making a new series called We Go West. I agree.
We Go West.
Oh, there you go.
Hell yes.
New podcast, Brian.
It was the you know, what's funny is Lost is now old enough, mm-hmm, that it is like, yeah, things will lift from it. It's, yeah, not,
oh,
you
true.
Know, when it's concurrently on the air, you know, it's like, oh, you can't, don't rip things off from it.
Yeah, like,
now it's old enough to where it's homage.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, you know, just in the same way movies have a shot that, oh, that's so 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
Right.
No, that, like that episode of Lost that you're thinking, yep, of that,
yeah,
it's lifting from is almost 15 years old.
I just was sitting there like season 2, episode 1.
Yep.
Of Lost.
Yeah.
This
really
is what this is.
Like that. Yeah.
I love this, but
yeah.
Anyways.
I really liked it. I kind of said this on Twitter the other day.
Was that Inside the Hatch where the episode starts?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, don't spoil Lost for anyone.
Well, I mean, Mega 64 paid homage.
Yeah, yeah.
We have paid homage,
oh, Jesus,
to that episode.
Yeah. This is something that I was thinking, though, about this the other day. I think you're going to see, I have seen, and I think it will continue, the general public will drop off of Westworld this season. The last season aired like a couple of years ago.
Ooh, I'm into that.
But it was so embraced by the general public, yeah, because I really feel like it played by every HBO gimmick.
Yeah.
And Derek went off on the show criticizing it for these reasons.
Right.
You know, it's okay. Oh, here's your quota of getting shot in the throat.
Hell yeah.
Boobs.
Hell yeah.
Sex,
gotta have
all
the
these
titties.
All these,
yeah,
things,
yeah,
that I feel like are like HBO tropes because, oh, it's
adult.
You know, it's adult. Yeah, you can do that. But also, too, season one had some great stuff in it. I liked it.
I loved it.
But let's be real. Everyone, you have all these, I'm not talking about anyone watching this now. I'm talking about normies.
No. You're talking about your parents.
You know,
I'm,
yeah,
going to say it's probably like me.
Act like they don't know where it's going, but you knew, okay, the purpose of this season is these robots will rise up. That was the end game of it. Now, there were cool twists along the way.
Here's the thing. That's a 70s movie, and that's what happens. Like,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I've seen the movie.
Right.
know.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Sure. But there was still this element of the general... Right, of course everyone did. But there was still this general element of the public, of the general public, going like, ooh, how's this going to unfold? And it's like, well, okay, yeah. Well, you know, the movie exists. You know. What's funny about season two is now it has left that comfort zone of, oh, it was about that. Now, what is this about?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're going deeper into the company that owns the... Oh, shit. What else are they doing?
Yeah.
Oh, what
yeah.
are they... I mean, there hasn't been really much nudity. A little bit in the first episode.
You saw
there was
a dick.
There was a dick.
Yeah.
But
equal opportunity.
Even that dick that you saw...
Yeah, it was not... It was...
Robot dick?
No. And that was the thing.
Yeah. A man's dick.
It was. I don't
nice.
Know. I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal. But it was like, for me, it was like this.
Juicy.
No, it
Tiny.
Was like,
Veiny.
This is where the show is going now because it was not circumcised.
Oh!
Hell yeah. Brian, you going to check it out now?
It's had that pouch,
no,
dog.
But it was, you saw a person's dick,
mm-hmm,
and the robots made the person show their dick. It's like, oh, this is what they're getting you. You've been doing this to them since they were... But
and now
made,
it's not enjoyable.
And now it's like, this is what it is.
Yeah, dude.
We're doing this to you now.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they haven't seen anything else. Then.
So, ooh, I feel like this season has been really intent on breaking out of this, like, HBO-like package. And it's like, I don't know where the fuck it's heading.
Yeah.
And I'm not comfortable. And I really think the general public will drop off because they don't feel smart anymore. Before, they were always like, oh, you're going to turn. Well, you're going to do this. You're going to do that. And now you can't do that.
Well, there's this new level of TV now with, like, Twin Peaks, Atlanta, and then this show where you watch an episode. You don't know what the next episode's going to be.
No idea.
Like, episode 3 of Westworld ends, and there's this big reveal. And I even asked Rocco, like, oh, fuck, does this happen in the next one? And Rocco's like, nope, it's completely different.
Yeah.
And then I watched it, and sure enough, it was fucking great.
Like, you don't even see those characters this next episode. I was like, ah, fuck. I was like, yeah. So some Lost shit.
It is like Lost. So if you liked Lost at all, way back when we just talked about Lost, like, and you don't watch Westworld, the first season is 10 episodes.
There's only three episodes now, so it's like
four now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, it's fucking like executive produced by Christopher Nolan. It's Jonathan Nolan. Nolan's, you know, co-screenwriter. Yeah. It's fucking, if you like Jonathan Nolan's shit, like, it's excellent. Like,
yeah, I really feel like awesome. People are stuff with The Leftovers in the chat.
The Leftovers is good.
The Leftovers is great, and that was the lost void for me.
Yeah.
And now this is filling that void again.
Leftovers was lost, like, in the sense of, it, not even in the sci-fi way. The playing with the story way.
Yeah, I feel like the mystery and that balance of mystery and melodrama.
It was mystery, but it was less sci-fi and more mystery.
Yeah.
And this one is fucking sci-fi.
Oh, awesome. See, that sounds good.
Like, even this most recent episode had some Terminator 2 vibes, like specific shots where it's like, oh, like, I mean, like a robot gets shot and it does the fucking...
People are saying forward, like, the new season doesn't know where it's going or a bit off more than it could chew, but... I say go for it. Also, I'd rather have that than...
What's awesome is they have five seasons planned. Yeah. And so it's like, serious? They know the end game for this series.
That makes me way more excited they know the ending. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Because the big turnoff for me was the long period of out of production for that. Between season one and two.
Yeah. So high and huge.
Yeah. I get that, but that makes me like hesitant to start it because I don't want to wait that long. Now that there's like two seasons and I can do a big chunk... I might think about it.
Also, I think you should.
They've talked about, again, in the production of it, they want each season, the end of each, and this proved true for end of season one, they said at the end of each season they basically have a game changer where the next season will be completely different. And so, like, yeah, I mean, just like the location-wise for season one and season two, it's like, oh, this is so different. So again, you can watch season one as Westworld as its own thing.
Its own package.
Start with season two. What is this new adventure?
And I kind of felt I kind of felt like season one could have been the end of the entire thing.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And I would have felt satisfied.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, yeah, there's more story to be told, but I can also use my imagination.
Yeah.
And I kind of liked it if they just left it there. So I kind of feel like jump on in.
Yeah.
Does anyone watch The Handmaid's Tale?
I watched season one. I'm going to start season two later. I like season one a lot.
I seen a handful of episodes.
I love season one.
Yeah.
I think I may stop watching.
Oh.
And not because it's bad.
Fucked up.
I am so stressed out watching this show.
They're mean.
Like, the first episode, the first minute, I'm just like, oh, yeah, I remember the show. Let's watch it. And then I'm like, oh, fuck. And it's like, I just like, I'm constantly like watching like this. And it's like, man, this show is fucking tough to get through.
Well, you got a bunch of daughters. Yeah.
It's not,
and a wife,
it's not even
and
that.
Like that.
I do have those things.
Yeah. You know,
but
you're
it's
freaking
not even
out.
That. It's just, it's well written. That show is the closest show I've ever seen in the sense of the camera is always right here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Every character.
It's shot beautifully.
It's like,
it's awesome.
Fuck. Like, you're like right in their face.
I think it was Daniel Dwyer from Noclip who called it misery porn. Like, it's just such a... Like, I'm excited to see season two, though, because season one follows the book and it ends like... It has this ending. Season two is all new material. Kind of like what happened with The Leftovers. So it's like, what happens next? So I'm curious to watch it.
Yeah.
And I fucking love that girl, Elizabeth...
Yeah, she's cool.
I love her. I love from Mad Men. I love her. So
she's
I'll
a Mad Men. I haven't seen Mad Men.
Oh, Mad Men's the best.
She's so brave. No makeup in that close-up shot. Mwah.
Going back to talking about the show having Westworld having a plan or like a 5-year plan or that is something that I don't give a fuck about. To me,
really?
I think there is too much importance put on do they have like a 5-year plan or do they have. To me, it's like, if you can week to week make it good, I don't care.
Yeah, that's...
No, I see that, but...
That's fine with me, too.
Like, I'm trying to...
I think it's more, for me, more of don't overstay your welcome.
Yeah.
So if they tell me...
Yeah.
So the difference for me is, our plan is to do 5 seasons and we're done.
Mm-hmm.
That is an exciting prospect to me because, they're not going to stretch it to 20 or whatever.
That would be The Office.
That is an exciting prospect to me, but I don't really care when they came up with the shit they came up with.
Oh, yeah.
As long as it's good.
Yeah. Right, but
so
I
that, like, with
I
Lost, that
saying,
didn't bother me. You know?
Right, but I also really do like the fact that, like, we're leading to something.
Sure.
Whatever it may be. Where it's
just having an ending.
Well, also, again, the way Nolan's shit is constructed, where the endings always reveal new answers, like, on repeat viewings, like... I think probably because of how ballsy the show is, in order to get funded, they probably had to give their outline to HBO of like, hey, trust us.
Yeah, because they do not hold back on anything.
It's crazy.
I don't know how many fucking millions of dollars they spend an episode, but it's a lot.
Yeah.
But what I'll use as an example of what I'm kind of talking about too is Breaking Bad, which I think a lot of people would say is a great show.
Yeah.
They, you know, acclaimed show. It ended, whatever. And that they did a good job. Hey, season 5, we're going to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Great. Perfect. When the last season or second to last season started, it's got a flash forward in it. Oh, that's cool. He buys this big ass gun. Mm-hmm. Oh no, what does he need a big ass gun for in how long this is in the future? And the writers flat out said, we didn't know.
Oh, awesome.
We put that there and thought, okay, well, then by the next season, we need to find, or, you know, like they were just writing as they went. And I think like, yeah, as long as it works out, I don't care. When.
So, some people, that's their method.
Yeah.
That is the way that they
do.
That's how Tarantino wrote The Hateful Eight, is he had a few ideas, but he said he wrote himself into a corner and then had to figure out how to get out.
That's cool.
That's an exercise for some people. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've listened to like Vince Gilligan on podcasts where, like, they had a specific example where they had to use a magnet. They had a truck with a big magnet, and they said they couldn't figure out how the fuck that they came to that solution. But they had, like, they had this deadline to get to, and it was all their writers all day, and they came up with that solution. And, like, how creative that was, they wouldn't have been able to do that they didn't have that pressure.
If you didn't stick to it.
Even, like, in our dumb little universe, like, with Mega 64, like, we've had conversations of, like, I think we all kind of have an idea of where eventually this story would end.
Oh, definitely.
We know.
It's not like you don't. It's not. There's definitely. Yeah.
Like, we know. We've had this conversation of like, this is the ending.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, how long it takes us to get there? I can't tell you that.
Yeah.
But I can tell you where it goes.
Yeah.
You know. So like.
Yeah, that is different.
I think
that's
like,
different.
But what, like, as a fan of something, I would like to know, like, oh, they know where it ends. They know.
Yeah. Yeah. And even in the case of Lost, there was a lot of shit that they didn't plan for. No doubt. I do not think they had every aspect of that planned out. I think it's naive to think that. But in terms of where it actually ended, it was like, it bookended with the beginning, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a certain element where you got to know. But in terms of just detail by detail, as long as it works out, I don't... Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, I have liked where... Long story short, I like where Westworld Season 2 has been going.
Cool.
I know there's a lot of frustration, but I live for that.
Yeah.
I'm super... But I'm patient. I've talked about that with Kevin before, too. I'm patient with TV shit, too. Like, oh, I'm 4 episodes in, and I don't know what the fuck this season is doing. I'm going to conclude the season. Mm-hmm. I'm totally patient. And it's just like when Attack on Titan was airing, and it's like, oh, Season 2 isn't for 2 years. All right. I don't really get, I mean, don't get me wrong. I wish I had it right now, but I'm not like, fuck, I'm so mad. You know, I don't know. It's just, I'm torturous in that way. I liked when Lost, when Lost had a fucked up airing schedule. I understand a lot of people didn't want to. It's like, dude, you're dicking me around. You're showing me this, and then you're off for 6 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're, I understand the frustration, but I don't mind.
I think
it.
Also
for me,
maybe,
it's like, I like it.
Maybe it's kinda. DC because as like a creator, you appreciate the creator process, and you understand, you like reading the behind the scenes, like production value of it. So I think you can appreciate, whereas people who only consume stuff, they just want content. Like, once they like binging stuff and like.
Because I will say that. I actively like, now don't get me wrong, if I find a show I like, it's fun to binge it. It's fun to watch
Better
it all.
I tore through the 3 seasons of Better Call Saul in like a week.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But I will say I do really like the experience and probably prefer the week to week. Even though sometimes it's fucking torturous, I feel like I have a week to talk about it, rewatch it, see some things I hadn't. And I feel like a lot of these shows, when I watch them all at once, I it's like all one thing. Cool, that was cool. But that's the end of it.
It is cool, but that's the thing. It's like, but with I'm trying to think of like a, let's say Stranger Things, for example. Even though I didn't I don't really care about season 2, but it doesn't matter. But like, in my head, the second it's out, I think, oh fuck, I can't go online. I have to watch all these episodes.
Oh yeah, that's panic.
People have already finished it.
Yeah.
And I don't have time to finish it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whereas with this, like, I gotta watch it an hour and then I'm good for the
week. It's a light commitment.
Yeah.
The whole like drip thing, again, I think the best TV film of the year is Atlanta season 2, Robin season. I watched all of Atlanta season 1 in like a week. I liked it. I kind of don't remember much of it. Season 2 of Atlanta, week by week. By week, every episode, I had no idea what it was going to be.
Yeah.
I only had like 2 different friends who were watching it, but I was texting them after every episode, holy shit, blah, blah, blah. And then I would like show scenes to friends who weren't really watching, like, yo, check this out, check this out. Every episode like gave me creative inspiration. And like, now that I reflect back on Atlanta season 2, that was like a 13-hour movie where I got to experience everything. And like, it feels like such a big event as opposed to binging it over a weekend. And again, I'm so ecstatic because I've had it built up so much in my head from these week by week conversations analysis that like, if I just binged it, it would have been in and out.
Yeah. I really feel strongly about that with Twin Peaks, that latest Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
For me, week to week was such a like,
that was fun. I hadn't done, I hadn't done that since.
What
Lost.
Was the mega bomb was like episode seven or the episode of Twin Peaks season three, where it was like the TV history has changed forever. What is this?
My God. And you know, as time goes on, that go in terms of my top, like, TV episodes ever.
Yeah.
That one climbs as time goes on higher, more and higher. More and more and more. Episode 8 of Twin Peaks is just my fucking favorite thing. I don't, that is like, honestly, like in my current ranking of best TV episodes ever, which I guess that's another
conversation. You're saying season 3, be specific.
The Showtime. Of Twin Peaks. Return. I'm thinking like my favorite TV episodes ever. I guess this is a different subject now. Yeah. We can talk about this.
Mine's Rugrats, where Tommy and Chucky have a dream of when they're adults. And, you know,
and they
are
adults.
Yeah, and they have to go in the office and they get like a ticket. You know, cop Angelica, the cop, pulls them over and gives them a ticket. But it turns out to be tickets to Reptar on Ice.
That was a dope episode.
Check that one out. That was a good episode. Rugrats.
I'm
going to
say...
I like when on Happy Days, Fonzie was on jet ski, or not jet skis,
oh,
but like water skis.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It was in the leather jacket.
What'd he do?
He hit the jump. I think he jumped over a dolphin or a it's a shark.
What?
Yeah, and he lands the fucking trick, and like the girl, like Joni and Chachi, they're waving. Yeah, it was sick.
Damn.
Best episode.
Real talk though.
Yeah.
No. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Oh. That was,
what do you think is your favorite? Because I was just gonna say. For me, that Twin Peaks episode keeps climbing up, but I think my favorite episode of a TV show, I think in my top, you know, in no particular order, I'm going to say The Constant from Lost.
Oh, Jesus.
That might be the top.
That was
for me,
good.
I'm going The Constant. There's an episode of Sopranos called Whoever Did This that is classic. I don't want to go into that too much. It's a great episode. The finale of The Wonder Years is up there, but man, that Twin Peaks episode 8, which I think is officially called Got a Light, is, I think it's up in that top five.
What about,
I really
put
think
it in the chat, but International Assassin from The Leftovers.
Oh, yeah, that's in the top five for sure. In the top five for sure.
I cannot remember, like,
a standout?
Even a list
of
like, highlight episode. Like, there's shows I love, and there's definitely episodes I love in them. But
yeah, I
would
remember, like,
say,
sequences. Like,
I would say, like, the finales of each of those episodes are probably... Like, the finale of Lost is so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's that payoff that, six seasons.
What the fuck? There's one Star Trek episode that's definitely in that. Yeah. I know what it's called.
I know.
But it's the one where Picard...
Is gone?
Yeah, he's gone. He's in that other village, and he lives a whole nother life.
I knew you were going to say that.
One of the most... beautiful, it's the best written episode. What the fuck is it called?
People at home will know.
Yeah.
It's season 5. Oh, God. But that's one of the best episodes of all time. It's so good.
That's a famous episode. People love it.
I like,
what is it called?
I like the episode.
Killing me.
The episode titled Pipe Camp from
Tom Goes to the Mayor.
Tom Goes to the Mayor.
That's definitely up there.
Nice.
Hopefully someone at home knows about Star Trek episode.
The Inner Light.
The Inner Light.
The Inner Light. God damn.
Frank, do you have a favorite?
I mean, it's hard to think of. I think of, like, my favorite shows. Again, like, The Wire has sequences that are phenomenal. The finale, I remember, I mean, fuck, again, that's just the sequence. Like, the last 6 minutes of The Wire is, like, even, it's, like, so powerful. But the whole episode itself, like, I don't remember the first hour of that. Sopranos, that college episode, it's, like, episode 3, but that is, like, a suspense film within a show, and that shows
when he
you
goes
the stakes
on tour of the college.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Like, that one stands out because that's only like 3 episodes in, and the first few episodes of The Sopranos is pretty light. But that episode of college just shows you the stakes of that universe. Like, oh fuck.
You know what's funny about that? I personally, I feel like there were better later episodes, but none of them quite. That one in particular. Yeah. So it's one. In case you've never seen The Sopranos, Tony goes on a tour of colleges with his daughter because she's going to college. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, let's check out this one. You applied here, right? Let's check it out. And they're going to stay there for the weekend, check out colleges. And he runs into someone who left the mob and went into witness protection. Yep. He sees them and he's like near their hotel. And it becomes like, what do I do about this? Do I do something? And what's funny about that episode is even after all the episodes they did and seasons later and years, it went on another decade almost. David Chase, the creator of the show, when they asked him what his favorite episode was, he goes, "You know, that's the only one we really nailed it." And they were like, "What do you mean? Like, you don't think the later ones are good?" He's like, "No, no, no, no. I think we had better quality stuff later. But my in my eyes, what a show should be is an episode is I want to make a movie every week. And he said, and that's the one episode out of the whole show that if you put it on the screen in a movie theater and someone walked in and just sat down, they got a movie.
It stands alone.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, he's like, as much as I like how the rest of the show went, he's like, I'm very proud. That's the one where we did it, where I thought we made a movie in, you know, a week. And so I thought that was interesting. So that's funny you mentioned
I feel like
that.
The season, the series finale of The Leftovers... To me, I was like, there's no way. It's like Lost. You can't answer all these questions. You can't do all... I don't know. And then by the end, you're like, no, they did. Did they? I think they did.
I should check
did that
out.
Did they do
Leftovers.
Leftovers
Garrett,
is short, dude.
Watch. It's like three seasons. Done.
Yeah,
it's
over. You would like you'd like it.
And then by the end, it's like, hey, the best is it's open-ended, but it isn't.
Yeah.
And that is... How fucking... How do you do that? Yeah. That was great.
Mm. Garrett, it's total, all seasons, 28 episodes. So that's like an anime.
Yeah,
so
if you're, yeah, half-hour episodes?
Well, no. An hour.
Oh, okay.
So it's a longer anime.
But it's
I can do that.
Great. It's a great... And God, I used to give that show so much shit, but that's a really good show.
Yeah, there's another, there's a really good episode of Room Raiders. Our friend, our friend was on.
Yeah, I still have that somewhere. You I recorded that? It. Yeah,
good episode of Room Raiders.
We made the guy who played Teddy Beans in version 2 of Mega 64.
Yeah.
Was on Room Raiders, and it aired right when we were working on version 2. So I recorded it, and I thought, well, we can, like, cross-promote this once this is out and people have seen it. And by the time it came out, it was like...
Oh,
that thought went in your head. That's so
I remember, Hey Arnold, there's an episode where Arnold takes karate lessons so he can learn some self-defense. And so he's fucking in, like, Jean-Claude Van Damme mode. He's ready to kick ass, and some guy comes up behind him. Hey, kid.
Whoa.
And he fucking cuts to reverse shot. This dude is tattered. You see his fucking underwear. Just wanted to know the time the bus came. And Arnold realizes, dude, with great power comes great responsibility. Then there's another episode where him and his grandma have to rescue the turtle. That one's and they fucking released the turtle in the ocean.
Yeah.
Hey, man, Nick had some
good shit. Hey Arnold's
a good show. That's a good Life show. Life lessons. It's like Charlie
hey
Brown.
I feel like Hey Better Arnold, Doug. Hey Arnold, yeah. personally, Doug, too, just but. For my age range, for me personally, Hey Arnold was, for me, the last bastion of Nicktoons.
That was the last.
Right?
I was a
that
little,
was the cutoff.
I was a little too old to watch Hey Arnold.
Yeah, but it was good.
But
I definitely
like,
have never seen any
Oh, yeah. Dude, that's a good anime.
You
know that.
But I was like, well, my younger siblings are watching it.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm going to watch it too. And then that show was like, it's well
Again,
written. It's a good show.
I think his name Charles, no, whatever the creator is, Craig Bartlett.
Craig Bartlett.
Yeah, his philosophy was he just wanted to make an updated version of Charlie Brown. But his experience growing up in the city, but like, it's again, where it's like, funny and like huge amazing batch of characters like diversity and everything, but it's like you get a lesson at the end, but also it shows that being a kid's fucking hard, life is fucking hard, and that show has this melancholy, but also Arnold's cool,
but
that room
but it's also like a sad story, like where do they live, like,
oh yeah, it's
like,
just
he loses
a city.
His grandparents, you never see his
parents are all,
you know, like it's kind of a halfway house he lives at, like it's like a sad place, but he's friends with everyone there.
Beautiful.
A lot of, I feel like a lot of shows back then, kids shows, were more about like, things are tough, but let's be kids and get through it.
Yes.
And I feel like now it's a lot of wish fulfillment. It's like, I'm a pop star.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
A little bit. But, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Speaking of,
I just, you know what, be all, end all.
Yeah.
Punky Brewster, when her and Cherry got stuck in the refrigerator out in the yard that they were
that's
not supposed to be playing
tough.
In.
Oh, yeah.
Stuck in the fridge, you could die out there.
Dude, you're really going to like Leftovers.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
An episode.
What's
Same
her name?
Thing.
Saliman. What's
she called? Soleil Moon Frye.
Soleil Moon Frye,
Speaking of kid shows, just wanted to say there's been a lot of controversy this week because they showed off the new Thundercats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I
Have
saw.
Have you seen this?
I saw a still image of what it looks like.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like they made it cute. They made it like, it looks like Adventure Time.
What's it going to be on?
Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network. Okay. It looks like Chowder or Adventure Time.
It does.
Like
I saw so much hate. And I don't know what's wrong with me, but I just think, why do you care so much?
Like, no one else is doing anything with this.
Just don't watch it.
That artist,
before
that's his style.
You saw that image, this didn't even exist to you. So you went from 0 to 100 with your anger.
It is jarring.
It wasn't even a thing. I agree. It doesn't look good. But then don't watch it.
Because look at the Powerpuff remake. I mean, the animation's almost identical.
Yeah.
The style is the same.
Well, not identical. This looks better than that.
True. It's in the same style.
The Powerpuff
style.
Remake was not. But anyway, I have kind of thoughts on both sides of it here.
Oh shit! Here
so here's my take on this. Okay, first of all, there was a completely faithful Thundercats remake. Like they revived it in 2011 with incredible animation. What? They had super great artists who worked on it. And nobody watched it, and it was canceled. So that was that. You had your chance.
When was it? I don't even remember.
2011.
I didn't even see that.
2011. Aaron from Game Grumps tweeted all about it. Yeah. So look at his Twitter, Ego Raptor.
Oh,
on
yeah,
Twitter.
Yeah.
Tweeted all about it. He's like, this was a well-written, great show, and it was faithful to the original, and no one gave it a shot.
Anthro
so
that was everything.
It.
Damn.
So that's that. So that's part of me, and another part of me, and another part of me. Yeah.
It's like anime.
It was very anime, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
And another part of me also says, Thundercats strikes me as one of those shows that not really that many people are a fan of, but all have an opinion on how it should be. I feel like Speed Racer is that. Not that it has no fans, but you know what I mean? I feel like it's like not that many people really care about it.
And you got to be old. You got to be in your third. Right. That show aired in the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you don't care.
I got like Burger King toys, and I remember knowing all the characters' names, but I wasn't like a fan of the show.
Yeah, no, me neither.
I was a huge fan of the show.
Yeah, Brian.
Yeah. Like,
Brian was really
into it. I used to like have all the cassettes. I used to like play it with my brother. It was like.
Oh, you have that big Mumra statue.
Yeah, you do have a big Mumra.
At Comic-Con, they were selling like this really awesome figure I saw of Mumra. It glows in the dark.
Hell yeah.
It's literally like this big. And I remember seeing it and being like, I mean, this is the coolest thing from my childhood. It's the ever-living being form. And it came with a little statuette of the regular decrepit Mumra. And I fucking love Thundercats. I think it's so cool.
So what do you think
about this? How do you feel about this?
I mean, it's obviously not a show for me, and I don't need to watch more Thundercats because I got the Thundercats I wanted.
So I feel that way too. Now,
it looks like it's going to be – it's drawn to probably be like cute and funny and more like playing on the fact that they're cats and not so much, you know, the action-y Dragon Ball Z type show the original was.
So – Definitely a predominant part of me feels that way. It's like honestly, the big thing for me was that they tried it. They made the faithful one already, and nobody was into it. So they're doing this thing. But I will say, on the other side of it, I sometimes don't understand it. I don't so much have a stance here as I don't get it, and I want it explained to me. I don't understand that they revive a lot of these shows and then change all these things, and then it's like people are upset and they go, yeah, look, fanboy tears, sorry. But I also feel like, well, but who cares about Thundercats?
Right.
Fanboys.
Older fanboys.
Furries?
Kids don't.
No.
At all.
No.
So in my view, why don't you make a new thing? Why don't you make a new thing? Instead of altering this old thing and go, yeah, sorry, fanboys, but they're the only group that cares.
Yeah, make the old thing make the new thing.
And that was where I was when they did Ghostbusters. It wasn't like I was like, I hate all this all female cast. I want them all dead. It wasn't like that.
Whoa, like a gremlin.
It was just like, why are you redoing this? Why don't you take all these people and make a new thing? And I know it's marketing.
It can even involve ghosts.
Ghostbusters is not really the best example because Ghostbusters, I still feel like, has more of a thing in culture. Mm-hmm. So it's still clinging around. But when they do stuff like the Thundercats thing, I just think like, okay, well, you've made that group mad. They're the only group that cares.
Yeah, you're one group. Yeah.
So,
but maybe they're not. I
just don't get it.
Like, maybe they're thinking, hey, we know that group's going to get mad, but they're not going to give us any of their fucking money anyway. Let's hook some kids in that have heard of Thundercats Ho! And they've seen the logo, but they don't know what the fuck it is. And they love our Saturday morning lineup with Adventure Time and Chowder and all this cutesy shit.
Right.
That let's throw it in the lineup with Powerpuff Girls and it'll air right after and we'll pick up those kids.
Yeah, maybe.
And create new Thundercats.
It's not like I don't get that there's any reason. I mean, just for marketing.
Yeah,
Thundercats is something that exists. Yep. It's easier to get that out there.
Yep.
But I still feel like, by and large, that you still got this like black cloud over it. You know what I mean? And now Thundercats is always going to have this like thing attached to it. And I just feel like, man, if they had made a similar show that was about similar things but with different names.
Well,
would it go over?
Here, I don't know. Here's the thing. I'm gonna lay it to rest. We're a little over right now.
Yeah. Oh no!
But before we go, I do want to say something, and this is about people are saying like, "Oh, I'm never gonna watch this. I'm not gonna watch it." You may watch it, and I'm saying this because if you go back to some podcasts, I vowed I will not see the Han Solo movie. I will not see Solo.
Oh shit!
I won't.
Oh, you said that?
I said it. Uh-oh. And I meant it at the time.
Uh-oh.
And then Beckett's like, hey, gotta my birthday is this weekend. Can you take me for my birthday to see Solo? And I thought, absolutely, I will take you to go see Solo.
You should have said, I swore.
On the podcast.
I promise on the podcast. Sorry, Beckett.
Solo.
So I just want to say that, like, you maybe when it comes out, you'll have to sit down and maybe you'll even like it. Now, I haven't seen Solo yet. Maybe it fucking sucks. But maybe it doesn't.
You should just slip Beckett $20. Yeah. Tell him, hey, kid, you're on your own. Go see it solo.
But I need a cop to this and tell everyone that I'm going to see it. Because I promised I wouldn't.
The shit,
I'm going to.
The shit you say with media isn't really that important.
No.
Because, I mean, I watched all the Marvel movies. I shotgunned them.
What? How fucking could you?
Traitor. I can't believe
The way, since then, I did... I said I skipped Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Because I was like, meh. Yeah. It was shitty. A lot of people jumped on me for that, so you know what?
I
watched it.
And?
It was Iron Man 2 again.
Ah, yikes.
It was, it was better than Iron Man 2. Okay. I'll say that. There was some great character stuff, emotional stuff.
I cried.
Which was about 7 minutes of the movie. And the rest of the movie, what it was, is it was like Iron Man 2 in the sense of this. I'm not enjoying it. The characters are funny and there's some great scenes and we're having fun and oh, this is great. Oh, they talked to, I didn't know he was in this movie. This is really good. This is kind of fun. Oh God, there's 20 minutes left of this?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Is anything going to happen? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Iron Man 2, I wasn't like miserable in my seat. I like Robert Downey Jr. I like all of them, but then it was like, oh my God, what? There's like no time left.
Yeah. Marvel movies have like four acts in them.
Jesus.
Yeah. But there was some good character drama, emotional stuff in it that I would say is definitely better than Iron Man 2.
Right.
But so that part, that aspect was good. But a couple developments that I give it credit for. But by and large,
Iron Man 2, the whip.
Yeah, that one.
And again, I'm watching and I'm laughing at Mickey Rourke.
Sam Rockwell's I love
Sam fighting. Rockwell. Oh, there's DJ AM. Why is he there? And they're fighting in front of him. And they're oh my God, there's 11 minutes left of this movie. What is it? That was that movie. For me.
I did watch Predator 2, and you know what? I kind of liked it. I thought the ending was badass.
Danny Glover.
I like. Death Wish 3 is one of my favorite movies. Yeah. So when I watched like fucking inner city crime, boom, boom, shoot up shitty, fun LA crime action movies, I'm in a different mindset.
Yeah.
There was so much genre shit in that movie. I kind of liked it. Not great, but if you enjoy like fun trash movies, not bad.
I just felt like it was on fast forward and I couldn't enjoy it. Enjoy it in a...
No, it's a weird movie, but...
But the shit you got to see at the end...
Fuck, that was cool.
As a kid, I would have been like, whoa!
I thought the ending was cool. Fucking rad. Anyways... Guardians 2, Predators 2.
And to wrap it all up, I just want to say that we all say things and then we all learn that maybe we shouldn't say these things.
Or say them and fucking go against it. Who gives a fuck?
And honestly,
say whatever you want.
And if any of you friends in this room want to go see Solo with me and Beckett for his birthday, come on out.
I don't know.
We're going to check it out.
Got something to do there.
Maybe it sucks. Maybe it's great.
I got to catch up on Legion.
I guarantee you'll see a Wookiee or two.
Yeah, I'll do Deadpool 2, but...
Good night.
I gotta say something before we wrap up.
We didn't get to talk about the PPS we did this last week. Yeah.
Hurry up, do it.
I just want to say thank you again, everybody, for watching. Shop.mega64.com, as we said earlier.
Hell yeah.
I want to remind everyone, Game Days 2018 tickets are on sale now. We're doing November 10th and 11th in Disneyland, Anaheim, California. Day one is our own ticketed event, and day two, we go to Disneyland. So mega64.com/gamedays has all the info. Day one tickets are on sale right now, and you have till the end of May to get the early bird tickets. So get on that. We also, it's been announced, it was on their Twitter, we are coming to RTX.
Straight up.
RTX in Austin this August.
I think a big group of us is coming.
Yes.
Too, a lot
we don't know for sure just yet. I think I can speak at least for myself. I'm definitely going.
We know Eric's going to be there.
He's fucking there sitting
and I guess technically I have to be there
but
too.
But will Eric even come visit us? And that's
he'll
the
be
question.
So busy.
Damn.
Well, he saw the video.
If Eric, I swear to God, if he doesn't come say hi to us at least.
You gotta wait in line.
I'm gonna be fucking bummed.
I want.
Bethany probably needs help during the fucking show and he's gotta help her.
Bethany, give us 5 fucking minutes.
Can we have Eric
Bethany,
back for
God
5 fucking minutes?
5 minutes!
God damn it.
I just wanna say, if you're coming to RTX, I'm just gonna leave it at this. Come and hang at the booth and wait for the confrontation of
oh,
life.
Shit.
Yeah. Oh, get your cameras out.
Where you're going to see, all I'm going to say, my fist, your face.
You thought Keemstar and Dr. Disrespect was big? This
oh,
is
shit.
Fucking
this, that's
going to
make
level,
that seem
bro.
Like a zit on
ooh,
a,
you
on
don't
a
know.
Camel's butt.
Miles, give me 5 minutes with my old friend Eric.
Come
five
on,
minutes.
Miles.
Harry, goddamn it, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Sean proving he knows names of Rooster Teeth employees.
And that's all the people that I know. Good
Master
night.
Chief.
No.
And we are coming to somebody else. We are coming to Anime Expo.
Hell yeah.
San Diego Comic Con.
Hell yes.
And as I said, RTX. I just wanted to get that in there.
Yeah. Get it in
you
there.
You had a great ending, so I feel bad I had to.
But
well, it's kind of like telling the Home Alone joke and then going one step further.
Yeah.
You know?
But I didn't get to. I want to throw in that every Wednesday we're going live at 7 p.m. on this Twitch channel with the PPS. That's right.
Yeah. And it's archived on Makes4Archives/YouTube.
And we should say, we're going to be trying maybe some new things out.
More live
very
streaming?
Soon. Maybe this coming
yes.
Friday.
Oh, fuck. Get.
We might be.
Guys, get buckled up. We're going to maybe do some new shit.
Shit's
new
coming.
Shit. New shit.
Shit's popping off.
New
you
shit.
You guys have no idea how much new shit we're talking about and working. And we have meetings and we take minutes and we're so fucking professional.
It's
now.
Productive,
yeah,
dog.
Dude.
Oh, shit.
Got rid of the dead weight with Eric.
It's
now
productive, dog.
You know, Eric was holding us back and we said, no, we could actually become a company now that Eric's fucking gone.
New shit.
I'm going to work on getting back with you guys and.
We got to fucking...
Come on back. You're right
it's
now.
Been 5 years. Though.
I won't point fingers, but we got a PC gamer.
We're all going to be working on stuff.
We're
so
all
you're on Steam.
Yeah, dude, I'm
except
on that
I
Steam
feel like, I feel like we're forgetting someone.
Oh. But, yeah. I think you're right.